Pierre used to say, we don't want to proselyte. We want first to be with you, witnesses of God's love. And there is a lot to do, you know, just to be witnesses of God's love. And for example, sharing the daily life, remaining in the country where you, when it was dangerous to be there. Mm-hmm. This has been a great, great sign of love of the people and of the country, you know. And I see that 10 years afterwards that the people didn't forget that, you know. Mm-hmm. They saw well in this meeting in Oran 2 months ago, at the end of the first lecture, a Muslim scholar from the university said, well, you have been with us in the hard times. Dear brothers and sisters, be sure that this is your country. It was beautiful to hear that from a Muslim, you know, because, as you know, there are other people today who want to get rid of everything which is different, which is not Muslim, which is not, you know.
What would the bishop say today if he were here, seeing the tensions between, in a way, between the West and the East?
Yes, he used to say, I think he would say what he said already, let us be conscious of the heaviness of the past.
What do you mean by heaviness?
You know, we had the Crusades, we had all these things, you know, the Muslims invading other countries, coming to Vienna, all the tensions, violence. Let us be conscious of that, and let us try to heal the wounded memory of people and countries and on human groups, you know. There's a lot to do in the area of healing the memory. This is why we have tried to use this 10th anniversary of his death to address this issue of healing. The violence now is more or less over in Algeria, but 150,000 people have been killed. We see that now in Iraq, in Kosovo. You know, there is a deep need in our world of healing process. And I think...
It's one thing, though, to talk about a healing process in a way at a political and social level in Algeria, and another thing altogether to talk about a healing process between Christians and Muslims and Jews over the Crusades and over the Islamic invasion of Europe.
But I think we have to dare to address this difficult issue as well, you know. Let us sit together, let us do things together. We can build, you know, real friendships and relationships together.